You know the vibes. Welcome back to another episode of the Hoop Genius Podcast, brought to you by NBA 2K25 with myself, Mo Mootsy, alongside me as always, the three-time NBA champion, Mr. BJ Armstrong. BJ, how's life?
Oh, beautiful, Mo. Beautiful, beautiful. I'm just, just doing what I do. Hey, in the new year, so you know what it is, Mo.
I don't know what it is, because the UK is far from beautiful right now. Everyone listening to this from the UK, they know it's absolutely freezing cold. It's miserable. The cost of living is insane. The tax rates are insane. And there is no joy here in the UK right now. However, I just have to thank my lucky stars that I'm not getting paid $50 million a year to play for the Miami Heat and live in South Beach, because apparently Jimmy Butler has no joy either. Did you hear that yesterday? Did you hear this?
This is all yours.
Jimmy Butler. What do I want to see happen? I want to see me get my joy back from playing basketball. He was asked if he could get his joy back playing for the Heat in Miami, and he said no. No to having joy for earning $50 million with no state income tax in a beautiful destination where palm trees line the roads and the sun is shining and you can go to the beach anytime you want. You know what, Jimmy? If you are so devoid of joy in your life, why don't we swap lives? You come here, sit in my little house, do the podcast. I'll go live in your mansion in Miami, and we'll see which one makes you happier. Jimmy Butler has officially, apparently, according to Shams, indicated to the Miami Heat that he wants to trade to any other team than the Miami Heat. I hope Pat Riley is petty with this and sends him to the Washington Wizards or the Utah Jazz or the Charlotte Hornets and says, all right, good luck. But I just think using the excuse of him not enjoying playing basketball in Miami is pretty lame, when the real reason is he wanted a max extension and Pat Riley was finally smart enough to not give him one because he's turning 36 years old. You know what? Jimmy Butler used to be a really likable player early in his career. His whole story was so inspirational. But the way he forced himself out of Minnesota by lining up that press conference with Rachel Nichols after his antics in practice with his teammates, and now forcing his way out of Miami, makes him kind of dislikable, I guess. You know, shout out to Jimmy, though. If you're not happy, you're not happy, cool. I know money don't solve all your problems, but $50 million would solve pretty much every single one of my problems. So I don't know what he's going through. But yeah, he wants to move on from the Miami Heat. And you know what? I think for the Miami Heat, it's a blessing, because if the cost of retaining him is upwards of $50 million a year, you are never going to be able to build a successful team, because this is a guy who is now often injured at this stage of his career, unfortunately. And over the last few games that he's played for the Heat, you can see a clear lack of effort. You know, there was even a picture that went viral last night of all his teammates on the bench while he's on the bench standing up and supporting their team. And he's just sat there, not in the mood for it, which I think is pretty pathetic. I think he's being a diva. And yeah, shout out to the Miami Heat fans. Because, you know, you deserve better than this from your superstar player.
Did he say why? That was his reason.
He says he has lost his joy playing basketball for the Miami Heat.
Okay, so did he say why he's lost it?
No. Okay. Well, I didn't hear it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He said he's happy in Miami off the court, but he's not happy on the court.
Okay. Okay, that's all right. Why?
Well, one would assume that it's because they're not competing. But then you also have to look at the mathematics of team building under a salary cap. And if you're going to take a max contract, what that does to the rest of your team and the flexibility that they have. So I don't know why. But Chris was on the show the other day. He told us that the Golden State Warriors were interested in Jimmy Butler before the season began. Do you see any potential in that move?
I'm not sure what the Warriors are doing. I'm going to reserve judgment or having a comment about the Warriors. And here's why. There must be something that I'm missing with Jonathan Kuminga that only you can see when the cameras aren't on. There must be something going on with that young man that I
Because
just.
he's a talented player.
There must be something. Okay. Now, and the reason I'm going to say something is because when I watched him play the other night against the Sixers, he's athletic. He gives you effort on the defensive end. He plays a brand of basketball that you're saying this guy could be, ought to be, should be. He shoots the ball from three. He drives to the basket. He's versatile enough to defend multiple positions. And he's capable of scoring 20 points as the starter, 20 points off the bench. And in this era, it's positionless basketball. There must be something that I can't see. It has to be. So now, based on what I can see, I began to question the people. Why doesn't he play more? Okay. In particular, I would love to ask, Coach Kerr, I would love to
You
ask.
could literally pick up the phone right now and ask him.
I could, but there's really no
Yeah,
need. Okay. Jerry Stackhouse.
gonna ask him about the ribs.
Yeah, yes, that. So I don't know. I don't know. And it's probably one of those questions I don't want to know because he appears to be, as far as you're looking at the talent, Steph Curry is Steph Curry and what he's accomplished. But currently, right now, Jonathan Kuminga looks to me as he is one of these players that could easily, on most teams, if he's not the best talent on the team, he's the second, at worst, the third
He
on
had
any team.
20 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists off the bench in 25 minutes last
This
night.
is what I'm saying. Now, again, so there must be something that I can't see, which. I'm aware of that. And because of the respect that I have for the staff and those people who can see, there must be something because it's not like they are 10 games over 500 or anything like that. So it must be something that I can't see because he's just a terrific talent. And now, when you watch the games, you're wondering like, how come he isn't playing more? Or how come he's not starting? How come he isn't featured?
And just a couple of weeks ago, they said he was going to start and Draymond was going to come off the bench.
Well, I don't know who should be on the bench. I don't know any of
No,
that.
Draymond said that.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, but he Steph Curry is Steph Curry, but the next player is Jonathan Kuminga. And you could argue that Jonathan Kuminga right now, you need to find ways to play through him, whether he wants that responsibility or not, because he is a matchup nightmare for most teams. So I'm just going to leave it there, but I don't know why he's not playing. I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, back to Jimmy Butler. Where can you see Jimmy Butler landing if he gets his way and gets out of the Heat?
To me, this is just a business question. Who has the money to pay him? It's just as simple as that. Okay. So this looks like there are a few teams that have that type of money. I suppose that Miami would take a look at it if they could get Jonathan Kuminga. I suppose. If I could get Jonathan Kuminga. I don't know who else you would take back. Jonathan Kuminga, Wiggins. I mean, you just take
Yeah, got to get the
players,
salary to
to
match.
yeah, you
I
need
don't
the
even know
salaries
under
to
the new
match.
CBA if that's even
Yeah,
possible.
just yes, okay. I also would suppose that the Clippers could take him back. You know, they because remember, this trade has to come with one important ingredient. You're not going to trade for someone, lose all your players, and he moves on to the next team. Now, that to me is the question. Okay, so I don't know. I really don't know. This to me seems like a conundrum that I'm not following.
But also, if I'm a team, like, because the teams that have been like floated out there, the Warriors, the Rockets, the Mavericks, for the Warriors, yeah, I guess if you're gonna try have one last go at a championship with Steph Curry, you're gonna go and get Jimmy Butler instead of coming out in terms of contributing now and contributing in the playoffs, maybe that helps you. But for a team like the Rockets, for a team like the Mavericks, if I was running any of those teams, I'd be like, I'm good. Like, I'm not saying Jimmy Butler's not a great player, but you have to look at it as, okay, well, he's on the final year of a deal where he has a player option next year, and he's going to want a significant salary. That's why he's leaving Miami in the first place. Am I going to bring this guy in here for 1 year because he's not going to be like a prime Kawhi Leonard who walks through the door and wins the championship unless everything in the world just goes their way? So are you really taking that risk? And if you are going to trade for him, you're going to sign him. No one's trading for a guy and then not signing him to an extension. So if you want to give a 36-year-old a max extension, be my guest. But right now, if I'm at the teams around the NBA, I don't know if I want, not that I don't want Jimmy Butler, but I just don't want that contract.
You know, Mo, I in speaking with people around the league, executives, this isn't a basketball question. When Jimmy plays, there's nothing to be said.
Emphasis on
So,
when he, but having said that, if you watch his last three or four
okay.
games, he's not been playing like Jimmy Butler. He's been playing like a guy who don't want to be on the court.
That Again, I'm only going to tell you what I see. Now, if that is the case, then what is the value of Jimmy Butler, who I don't know the exact number, but if you add up the, let's just say, let's take the averages of the last 5 years.
Well, he signed a 3-year extension in 2023, which paid him $146 million.
Okay. So let's just take the average of the last 5 years.
So like $48 million.
Okay. And how many games did he play in the last 5 years? And if you take that, then to me, that would be.
60 last year, 64 the year before, 57 before that, 52 before that, 58 before that.
Okay. There you go. Now, I'm just going to tell you what I see. That's there it is. When Jimmy plays, I have no questions. I'm not asking, all right, maybe he's had a 2 or 3 game bad stretch for whatever the reason may be. Okay, that's all right. When he plays, this is what it is.
He's only played more than 70 games twice in his career, and both times was
So
back when he was in Chicago.
now you have to evaluate at this stage what's important for your team and your books. I've said it, availability. That's important. Now, what that's worth, hey, that's a subjective thing from team to team, and there it is. I don't know where you go. I don't know where you go to get traded, get back that value that reported. It was reported. Who knows what's right, who's, you know, what's true and what's not true. What was reported, if that is the case, to get that back and then say that's, I don't know, 60 million per year. I don't know.
It's not.
So I'm just going to watch that. This is all yours.
Yeah, we'll see how this situation continues to unfold. One thing I did enjoy yesterday, though, did you watch the Celtics and Timberwolves game?
I was flipping back and forth.
No Jaylen Brown, no Porzingis. Jason Tatum walks in there. What was his stat line that he finished with yesterday? Jason Tatum finished with 33, 9 assists, 8 rebounds, 3 steals, right? The most important part, the Celtics only had 3 turnovers the entire game. But to go in there without two of your starting five, handle business, and he requested to Joe Mazzulla before the game to guard Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards finished with 15 points on 5 of 16 shooting, 2 of 9 from downtown. I just like that matchup in particular because, in the starting five Netflix show that they have, and after their regular season matchup, I think last year or the year before, Anthony Edwards was talking about, everyone was gassing him up about him, clapping his hands while he was guarding Tatum and saying he locked him up and so on and so forth. I think he's now like 1-8 versus Tatum in his career. But I did enjoy that matchup. And then after the game, Anthony Edwards said in a press conference that he didn't like how many teams are double teaming him now. Because obviously, without Karl-Anthony Towns out there spacing the floor and whatnot, teams can throw more attention on Anthony Edwards, especially as he develops in his career. This is just a natural progression of developing. But it was pretty funny because watching that game, the Timberwolves were doubling Jason Tatum. And guess what he did? He simply made the right play out of the double team to find his own teammates. So I just wanted to show Jason Tatum some love because he just goes about his business, no drama, no loud talking. He just plays the game the right way, and it was a great win for the Celtics last night.
I don't know what that comment means.
Which comment?
He doesn't like how, what did he say? He doesn't like how.
He's being double teamed more.
Okay.
Do you want me to find a full quote? I'll find it for
Yeah.
you. I'll find it for you. Let me find it. I'm just searching through, and all I can find is clips of Charles Barkley smoking JJ Redick on the broadcast last night. That
Actually, I was watching that live when he
was pretty
said
funny.
that.
Let me find it. Pretty much the entirety of Anthony Edwards' post-game media was him talking about frustration of the way teams are putting two on him, taking away the opportunities from him to being a scorer and forcing him to get off the ball. Anthony Edwards said, "It's not how I want to play, of course. I'm only 23. I don't want to just be passing the ball all night, but the way they're guarding me, I think I have to." They asked him, "How hard is it to stay engaged when they do that?" He said, "Super hard, super hard, super hard, super hard, because I'm wired to score the ball."
I don't even know what that means. I am sometime you have to say nothing. Sometime you have to say nothing. Now, I'm just gonna let that I'm just gonna let that quote sink in because our audience knows the response. Our audience
They know.
understands who and what we're about.
Yeah, that's why I
And
wanted to show love to Tatum.
this is, I'm going to do this for our audience who's been with us, who listened to us. And we know. That's all I can say. We know. And leave that and leave that. And hopefully the Timberwolves get it figured out because right now they haven't gotten it figured out. But what we know, success always figures things out. And if they're going to be successful this year, they're going to have to figure that out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But that's another episode of the Hoop Genius Podcast. A nice quick one for you today. Make sure you subscribe to the show, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast from. And BJ, we'll be watching more NBA tonight.
Yes, definitely will do. I'll be watching. And clearly now it's we got to start watching these press conferences. Maybe that's our next the press conferences seem way more enjoyable than the games.
No, Knicks OKC tonight, Celtics Rockets. I'm going to be intrigued to see how those games go. But the press conference is for sure. I'll be there.
Well, I'm gonna be watching your Celtics tonight
Second night of
versus
a
the
back to
Rockets.
back on the road. It's tough. It's tough.
Okay. They're gonna be
The
playing the
Azula
Rockets.
versus Udoka coaching matchup.
Are they gonna play in a 1-on-1 or something prior to the game, or
I would
what is
actually
it?
love that. I would actually love that. Who do you think would win a one-on-one versus between Mazula and Ime Udoka?
I don't know.
Because Udoka was a better basketball player in his prime, but I think that Mazula now may be better athletically. Because you can see Ime's been.
What I do know is that there won't be any fouls called.
Oh, hell no. It won't be a
Yeah,
basketball game. It will basically be a UFC match.
those guys, that's a good game. This game has the potential to be a really good game. I'm going to watch that game
Hey, NBA,
tonight.
if you're listening, do that All-Star weekend coaches game. Let's see who the coaches can get.
I don't want to see anyone get hurt, bro. That's not. Let it go. Let it go.
Okay. Well, anyway, subscribe to the show. We'll be back tomorrow with. Well, we won't be back tomorrow. Tomorrow's Saturday. It's weird because of the new year. Today felt like a Tuesday. We'll be back on Monday. We'll be back on Monday, and there's a lot of good games happening this weekend that we will need to discuss, including the Thunder and the Celtics, which I'm really looking forward to. So we'll be locked into that. And BJ, while we watch that game, let's do the experiment. We're two of the best teams in the league. I want you to keep a chart, like I said yesterday, and tally up the good three-pointers and the bad three-pointers. And then we'll come back on Monday and we'll
Yeah,
discuss.
well, after watching your Celtics just heave up threes last night, like how many did they have up? Like 50 something?
They had 57 threes and they made 22 of them. The Timberwolves had 39 threes and made 21 of
So
them.
what'd you say, 22 out of 57?
Yeah,
So what is
38,
that,
39%.
30%?
Which is actually not bad, but at the end of the game, when it was a close game, they gave Jason Tatum the ball on the post. He hit a nice little face up midi jumper. So I enjoyed that. We'll be back on Monday. Until then, you guys know the vibes. Get bucket.